Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Mike Robbins back. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike is the author of Be Yourself. Everyone Else is Already Taken. It's a brand new book that's just out this week. And Mike's been with us before to talk to us about authenticity, and this is a very important topic for all of us right now. Mike Robbins, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Jim. How you doing?
You're doing great. It's good to have you back. I love, one of my favorite quotes, Mike, is from Confucius.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the best way to live a great life, and I'm sort of paraphrasing just a little bit, the best way to live a great life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Yes.
Isn't that a great quote?
It's great. It's great. You know.
He was talking about authenticity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's something these days, I think, that, you know, as a culture, we're starving for. We want it from, you know, the people around us. We want it from our customers, our clients. We want it from our family members and friends. We want it from our political leaders. We want it from everybody. And if we tell the truth, at least in my own experience, we look in the mirror and we ask ourselves, how authentic am I? How honest am I? Not always as honest and authentic as we want other people to be.
Right.
So it's challenging. You know, it is challenging and very important, very liberating as small business owners and just in life and our relationships. So that's really what the book is all about, is, you know, why is it hard to be authentic? Let's get in touch with that. And then what are some things that we can do in our lives and in our businesses to start living more and more true to ourselves and real on a daily basis.
We make it. Why don't we choose that? Why don't humans choose to be authentic? I mean, isn't that really the path of least resistance? The journey of a highest quality of life?
Well, there's two things coming to mind when you ask the question. I think it's a great question. You know, there's a great saying that's used all over the place. I think it actually, you know, originally it's in the Bible, right? The truth will set you free, which
yes,
we all know is true. You think of life and how we live. We tell the truth. We live congruent with who we are. There's freedom in that. But there's another version of that same quote that I think Gloria Steinem said years ago. She said, the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. So, you know, there's an element of sometimes we don't want to deal with what the truth is. Sometimes we don't want to hear it. And I think, for me, the whole first part of the book, I talk about why is it hard culturally, why is it hard personally for us to really be authentic. And I think fundamentally, Jim, it's we get scared. We decide, for a myriad of reasons, whether it's true or not, that we can't really be ourselves. That we can't say what's on our mind.
Do you think it's because we think we look at ourselves and we're not happy with our appraisal? We say, you know what, I should be more. And this person will like me more. This person will value me more. This person will do more business with me. I can have this advantage if I appear to be something I'm not.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it comes from a certain place of insecurity. I'm not okay the way I am. I'm not enough the way I am. Therefore, I have to be something else. I mean, look, and what's happening right now in the economy in a lot of ways is challenging all of us to really look within about what's true, what's real for us. But at the same time, because a lot of people, especially a lot of my clients I'm working with and talking to, whether I'm coaching them or going in to speak to their companies, is, you know, people are scared. And when we get scared, what ends up happening a lot is that our authenticity goes out the window and we go into survival mode. So I'm talking to you and I'm thinking, man, I got to pay the bills. I got to feed my family. I'm going to say whatever I got to say to get Jim to say yes. And it's not like most of us are out there trying to lie and cheat and steal and deceive people. I mean, I really believe in my heart that, you know, the vast majority of us, very good intentions.
I agree with you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But on a daily basis, I mean, think of the stuff just today, just early, you know, today or yesterday that people ask us questions, how you doing, what's going on, the stuff we say, it's like,
hey,
stuff just flies out of our mouth, you know?
Well, just like, hey, how's business? Oh, it's great, when maybe it's not. How about this? How's business? Oh, we're busy. We're so busy. Busy. Crazy busy.
Here's the funny thing. You're right, because, you know, look, my first book is called Focus on the Good Stuff. So I'm all about us consciously, you know, actively talking about and not spinning things per se, but really choosing to focus more on the good stuff. But there's a fine line between choosing to focus on the good stuff and, you know, lying or sort of pretending. I mean, I say to my wife all the time, you know, look, I've been doing my business as a speaker and an author and a consultant for almost 10 years now. And, you know, so I have my own small business. You know, last time we talked, I said to you, and I feel this really strongly. I know you do. It's what you're passionate about. I feel like a kindred spiritness with other small business owners. And
right.
I take so much courage, and it's such a wonderful thing. And, you know, it's hard, and it's scary, and it's challenging. But, like, I go to networking events where I meet people, particularly other people who are speakers and authors like me. And it sort of takes one to know one, if you will, because
I can tell
within 5 seconds when someone starts talking if there's really any there to their business, if you know what I mean, if they really have, you know, and I don't, it's not as much a judgment as a recognition.
If you want to see out of control ego and a lot of inauthenticness, go to a place where a bunch of public speakers are meeting each other.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. It's a joke, right?
The egos precede them into the room.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You know, it's like all these type A personalities.
Now they're not necessarily like that with regular people, but with each other.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, look, another part of my background we talked about last time, I used to play baseball. I was actually a pro baseball player. I played, you know, at
Stanford. Pitcher.
I was a pitcher. I pitched at Stanford University. Then I got drafted by the Kansas City Royals.
You pitched in the World Series of College World Series, didn't you?
I did, absolutely. You know, and then I ended up getting injured when I was in the minors of Kansas City, so my baseball career ended kind of early. But, you know, I played organized baseball from the age of 7 to the age of 23. And, you know, it's funny, Jim, because this happens a lot, whether it's for small business owners, we're public speakers, but in baseball, you know, I'd go to these, like, all-star tournaments when I was in high school or later on even playing in pro ball, and everybody sort of puff up their chest and act like they were tough and, you know, hey, how fast do you throw? I throw 95 miles an hour. You know, you'd see the guy throw and he really throws 86, and it was like everybody saying things about themselves and their, you know, in this case it was baseball. Now we do this with our businesses. Look, and again, I'm an advocate of us being able to be authentically proud about what we do, but the thing about it is what ends up happening, you know, think of those, everyone listening who goes to networking events, which we have to do as small business owners to build business, and we're, you know, what if at the networking event we could just be more honest and real and connect with people genuinely?
It's amazing the attraction. It's the amazing that kind of gravity that you'll have if you can do that. We come back, I want to talk some more about that. I also want to talk about values. We'll do that with Mike Robbins right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. By the way, my blog post this week is, or not this week, but the last one we posted was on the question that's being posed, could social media be dangerous to your small business? And I asked that question, and we try to answer it. So check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to leave your comments as well. And, of course, The knowledge base, AskJim.biz, is right there off the homepage. Lots and lots of stuff there. Whether you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that will help you. You can listen to or you can read. Mike Robbins is our guest, folks, and he is the author. The first book is Focus on the Good Stuff. His new book is called Be Yourself. Everyone Else is Already Taken. And that's the brand new one. Mike, tell us how we can find your books and where we can find you online.
Well, the best place to get in touch with me and find out about the book is at BeYourselfBook.com. That's BeYourselfBook.com.
Right.
And what's really great, Jim, people can get the book, of course, but when you purchase the book right now, you also get free bonus products from amazing authors and speakers like Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, stuff like that. So BeYourselfBook.com is the best.
By the way, Mark Victor is going to be on the show next week.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, we're looking forward
to
it.
He's a great guy. I'm glad you're going to have him on.
Yeah.
He's
been Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
You want to tell us how folks can follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's Mike D. Robbins, if you go to Twitter and type
at Mike D. Robbins, and I'm at Jim Blassingame, so check that out, folks, and follow us on Twitter. Mike,
Your question on your blog is interesting, too, about social media and all these ways of connecting. Is it good or is it bad? You know, I've just new to Twitter and been doing Facebook and some of these other things, and sometimes I laugh about it, Jim, because I'm thinking, man, I'm so busy updating that kind of stuff, like I don't even have time to talk to my real friends.
or to do real work and sell real books and things, yeah.
I know, you know, it's funny because the question on Twitter, you know, what are you doing right now? It's like, well, I'm Twittering right now. I'm not doing anything else.
Right, exactly. I'm so busy Twittering, I'm not actually doing anything.
I think it very much relates, though, to what, you know, we've been talking about authenticity and my book, Be Yourself, Everyone Else Has Already Taken. And for us as small business owners, I mean, of course we've got to market and promote ourselves. But I think for myself personally and for so many small business owners that I coach and work with and know, that one of the things that's challenging is, you know, we're so busy promoting and telling everyone about our services and the benefits and how great it's going or whatever we're doing. And in the process of it, A, not only does that take us away from actually doing our business, but B, there's also this kind of insatiable nature of promotion. I know this. Look, I just have a new book out, and it's like any small business owner's got a new product or something that comes out. The feeling of I'm not doing enough, I'm not getting it out. You know, it's like I'm on an interview with you, which I'm grateful for, and then I'm thinking, I got to do another one. And it's this kind of frenetic energy of go, 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 and especially right now, you know, the economy's down and all this stuff, and it really comes down to one of the core principles in my book is to transform your fear. And that's easier said than done.
Right.
And my take on that, Jim, is a little different than a lot of times I think we're taught or we think, oh, I should just not be scared. Let me just be tough and suck it up or whatever the heck we've learned our way of managing our fear. But I actually think the best way for us to deal with our fear and transform it is to literally invite it in, let us experience it, and then move through it. Because
fear is beneficial. Fear is the original active force in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
And so it's not a bad thing. Most of the time, fear is telling us something it's information we need.
Yeah, absolutely. And
sometimes it's an immobilizer, but a lot of times it's a motivator.
It is. And, you know, like any emotion that we express, any emotion, the ones we consider good or bad, once we express them, if you notice, right, sometimes you get mad. If you express your anger, like you and I are friends, Jim, and let's say I get mad, and I tell you, hey, man, I'm mad. We have a conversation. We work it out. It goes away.
Right.
But if I don't say anything, then it gets worse. If I get scared and pretend like I'm not, which, by the way, is what most of us do most of the time, we've gotten really good at operating while we're scared but pretending that we're not. And it's actually really stressful. And it doesn't help us in terms of, you know, it takes a lot of energy to live life. It takes a lot of energy to run a small business. It takes a lot of energy to be in the world, be with our families, do the things we do. And when we're sort of running around, you know, the metaphor that I use in the book is like an iceberg. We're like, you know, the tip of the iceberg. The 10% that pops up, 90% of it's below the water. Again, it takes a lot of energy for us to walk around, you know, as someone said to me the other day, talking about it, sending our representative out, so to speak, to talk to people instead of the real us, right?
Right, right. You know, one of the things that I've got about a minute left. One of the things that I think it helps people to be authentic is to make sure that they know what they stand for. What are your real values? What is it that you really are all about? And if you can stay in touch with that, it's easier to be authentic, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think if we get clear about it, on what's important to us and what matters and who matters, then we can true ourselves up. Now, it's not about being rigid. It's not about, like, not changing our minds, but it's really, and it's also not about being self-righteous about that. So we got to be careful.
Well, and you got a chapter in your book called Celebrate Who You Are. That's what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Really to celebrate and honor and appreciate who we are individually, not from a place of arrogance, but from a place of genuine confidence.
But if it's if it is your value, if it is who you are, then don't be ashamed of it. And if somebody doesn't like what you've just told them about who you are, then you know what? That's their problem.
Exactly.
Unless it's a customer, then that's different, right, Mike? Hey, Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Take care.
The new book is called Be Yourself. Everyone Else Is Already Taken. I like that title. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back after these messages with our good buddy, Ivan Meisner. Stay with us.
Your house is only another mile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.